Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you along. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Because you've been
to watch them, Amy Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. It's Spiritual Seven Night, Seven Doctor Music of Praise to the Lord. Amen. We'll have scripture from Old and New Testament, say a prayer, and our sweet spiritual seven gospel songs will begin. We'll start with Old Testament, Isaiah 9th chapter 6, 7th verse. Isaiah 9th chapter 6 and 7 verse. And it reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. Zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." The New Testament, John 3rd chapter 16 through 21st verse. John 3rd chapter 16 through 21st verse. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is to the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that the deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes to the light, so that it may seem plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." May God bless me, hear his word. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for the many, many blessings poured upon us. We thank you for families. We thank you for guiding us through this pandemic season, all blessings that you've given to us. We ask you and thank you for waking up this morning. You're touching us, being love, and have us know what you have us to do. We ask you to look upon the sick and show you and all that need your prayer and your blessing. As long as we look up to you and you and us, that we bless us. In your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let's start playing our spiritual seven gospel songs.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and God can heal,
God can heal,
oh, yeah.
He can heal,
and he can mend a broken,
he can mend your broken head.
You have
the miracle to fix your about the situation. there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He is to touch him, heal you. Oh, he'll set you free if he will. God, you promised me, said he would.
I And they've gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Christian was trying to encourage. And in the conversation, went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the pain, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you've been sick. There's two folk having a conversation. The Christian says, thank you. and told it. Out of money, I knew just what he was talking about there. Out of work. Tell me about it. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Joy. He'll give you joy. Make the happiest person. Amen. Amen. Our next scripture, next scripture will come from Matthew 20 chapter 29 through 34 verse. Matthew 20 chapter 29 through 34. And it reads, as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them, what do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. May God bless the readers, hearers of his word. May we continue our gospel music.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God saved me in spite of my enemies. And if God has to leave, he'll do the same thing to you. Don't worry about your hate. I'm still alive. I've been your best. on my way to my death. But the things of God in my life. Let me tell you about that. The patience.
The world was bright, but I have to say.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God bless you.
Thank you. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it.
Amen. You can't make without the Lord. That's just fact. Our spiritual seven of tonight. And I'm sure if you listen to this, you're spiced up with the Lord. And as we end, we'll have tomorrow our Elite Eight. But until then, may God bless you and God keep you. And end with our last seven spiritual songs.
This is something.